Christopher.
Yeah.
How are you?
By God's grace.
By God's grace.
Yeah, my new sister.
You know, interestingly enough, this morning I saw this quote and it reads, there are two types of education. One teaches how to live and the other is how to make a living.
Yeah.
What do you think of this quote?
When you look at life now, that's what it really means. It means how to make a living. And how to make a living is how to make money. Yeah, it's like how to make money for yourself and take care of it. And the other one is how to live it. After making it and getting the money, how do you spend it? That's the other way around. So I think it's quite related to our basic life now. So,
but from my end, I feel like right now everybody wants to talk something concerning education. They're already bashing our already education system that we know. We go to school for the day and everything. So when I saw this quote saying, there are two types of education, how to live and how to make a living, I'm like, another education course, you know, everybody wants to say something about education.
That's
what came in mind. But Mustafa, recently there's this video that's trending on.
The Umar.
Okay, you already know about it. What do you think
it's
about
trending,
it?
It's trending, It's two ways to it. So, you know, sometimes when you go to some shows, the artist will maybe take one of the crowds on the say them maybe dance. But this was.
Let's start it from a guy's perspective. Yeah. We are both guys. Yes. So,
if I was the guy, I knew this will happen. Maybe it's normal. But to that extreme of maybe the behind the curtains and the poses she was challenging.
I mean, they were not undressed. They were putting
it's on
clothes.
I know, but sometimes these things, you see, the petty things in relationship really matters. Yes, not only the huge. So doing this, if it's for me, it's a red flag.
It's a red flag.
It's a red, big red.
So I think the guy said they've been dating for like only 6 months.
So
it's not like.
So, okay, so for 6 months,
That means doesn't know her. Well,
they don't know each other well, yeah. So maybe you can have a girl, maybe she's a stripper. She does more than that.
What the fuck? He said she's a stripper.
So, Abby, he said, what do people do? That's the question.
She's not a stripper.
I'm giving an example.
She might
maybe if you have a girl. That's the work she does. If you have a girl, that's what she does. If you go to the club, she does more than what even that girl did. But since she's someone's girlfriend.
Oh, okay. I get the point you're making now. I get it.
If maybe because they are not in a relationship, maybe they don't know each other for that long. So you can take it.
So would you leave your girl for that?
For me, if I knew that was
break up with her,
if I for 6 months.
For something like this.
Oh, for if it's just 6 months, that's what I say. If I'm in a relationship, I don't know, you don't know me. So we are getting to me. So I'll give you benefit of the doubt. So we can
carry on.
But if let's say we have been in a relationship for quite long, you know what I want and what I don't like, and you do this, sorry, honor, assigning divorce.
Divorce.
Wow.
Broke up. Wow. So, but in the good light too, let's look at the good light too. The guy is earning some ambassadorial deals, some
brands,
exposure and stuff.
And even the lady too.
So the guy's not a victim.
Oh no, it's not like it's a victim, but just
how
like
a victim? Now,
his trend.
He's getting brand investments.
So like in this world, well, there are only two ways: either you trend on a good note or a bad note.
So is this a bad note?
It's a bad note.
What makes it bad?
What makes that person know? Everyone knows that. Oh, this is a guy that his girl just did this.
The girl did what? The girl went and stayed to dance with.
But if it was to be normal, this wouldn't be trending. You understand me?
I beg to differ. If it were to be normal, this would be
trending. Let's say it was a normal dance. Maybe let's say she's standing by his side just dancing and he's just singing. It won't trend.
Really?
Yes.
People do more than that.
But because the way they drop the curtains and what they play, what happened there, it means like, whoa, they really went deep. So that was
what with the curtain part two. That's where people are bashing the girl in the sense that if you thought, oh, it's over, that's why the curtains have been drawn and you are bending and giving that doggy position. People are bashing her in a way.
So in a way she's wrong. At least you can dance with him just on.
But you said you're gonna break up with him.
Oh, it's a big red flag.
Big red flag. Okay.
Big one.
Let me officially properly welcome you to Chasing the Vibe. Welcome to Chasing the Vibe. Are you chasing the
guy? Sure.
Hey, are you chasing the
guy? In Ghana, you don't chase the guy. Now, what are you doing? What are you doing? You know,
so what brand are you chasing?
Oh, okay. I'm a lot. Master of Fortune.
Jack.
Yeah, but no, not the Jack.
You know, but yes, the master of nothing.
Master of that one, the thing that.
Okay.
Okay, so I basically we do into services. you any kind of service you want, we render services. And also on weekend, you know, boys, we do our normal beds and stuff. That's yes, Avita and all the rest. So it's like all in one. Yes, just give services.
Services.
Yes.
So in what industry exactly?
Oh, actually, service? Maybe plumbing service. Maybe you want. Maybe I am like the middleman.
Okay.
So maybe you want this service, you contact me. I'll get you the person, and I'll get my percentage. Yeah.
I'll put you on.
Yeah.
And you mentioned in the weekends is better.
And the weekend, yeah, Jale, now we don't joke with it. Saturday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you don't joke with mobile money. That's why you see people making a deposit and withdrawal, because it's either you deposit or you make a withdrawal.
Wow.
Yeah, sure.
How do you get into the service industry, like plumbing?
I thought of it. I was on my own. I was like, people in the elite, sometimes they get it difficult to get these kind of small services. So why not be the person who will be in the middle, connecting these two people? Because sometimes you'll be like, the person, maybe the machine doesn't have certificate and doesn't come to speak the English. So you need someone to translate some of the...
Yeah, that's fucking crazy. Yeah. You got an idea.
Yeah, so I was there and I was told, I was like, then why not venture into it? So
before such an idea will come, it depends on the surrounding. So that means you're surrounded by elites.
Yeah, not like elites. It's not like I'm surrounded like this. That's the field I want to operate. I have to go there, the corporate, and also, you see the real estate people, those who are invested here. So that's what basically I do.
That's what you basically do. And how lucrative has it been so far? Because you are smiling. I'm like, yo, look at making some money. He's making some money.
Oh, okay. It's time and season. That's its time. You can be getting like job opportunities for like a whole like 3 or 4 months.
Yeah.
And it can go off. You see how the system is, especially during the first seasons, it's off. Maybe you can get 1 or 2 things there. But mostly from this time to like June, July, there.
Okay.
So that's how it is.
So how do people get to contact you? Is it only your business people that get to contact you?
Yeah, for sure. Like, yeah. So I actually sometimes go, I maybe take 1 or 2 days to go out to advocate, to maybe let the people know who I am, what I'm between, and also give them my business card so that they can.
No, we are huge like that. You have a business card.
Okay, to make a business card, that doesn't cost that much.
Oh, okay.
So give them, you're good to go. It's a good, and I'm also planning to have another one, because it's like when you move to the corporate side, ministries, you find it difficult to find food vendoring around those areas. So I had an idea, like, why not I'll go to them, ask them the food they want, go and buy them, rebrand them into my own brand, then sell it to them. So that's what I'm also working with. So very soon I'll start with them.
You start with that one. Yes. That's an interesting idea. That's a really interesting
idea. That's the kind of business I'm
doing. And you mentioned your plumbing business, it's on and off.
Here
lies the case on weekend. You know, deposit, withdrawal.
So that's
so if you're in a business that's on and off, let's say a week, like you make something, do you put all out?
No. You don't put all your egg in one basket.
How do you do it?
This is how you do it. Yeah. Maybe let's say I earn maybe 1,000 cedis within a week.
Yeah.
I have to maybe take like, I have to divide into my 500 for maybe savings. Then the rest of the 500, maybe utility, then all the stuff. So after that, then maybe I have something like, let's say 20 cedis, 30 cedis. Then that one, you venture into it in order to recover what you spent.
But you know, they say a penny saved is still a penny. So if you divide your money, that's 1,000 Ghana cedis.
500.
You put 500 aside, you spend 500. Utilities and everything. 500 that you're saving is still 500.
Yeah.
How do you go about your financial like education?
And also,
I feel like
I also do investments.
Mm-hmm.
I also do into crypto.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that one, it's on a low key.
How is crypto like in our country?
Oh, crypto, in Ghana, you see, crypto is one part of the industry people are not exploring in Ghana.
Mm-hmm.
People like, you know about crypto, but you don't want to go into it. But crypto, if it takes time, see, in Ghana, we want everything fast.
It's not Ghanaian. Let's not bash Ghanaians. It's everybody.
It's not like...
It's a people thing. Like, it's an interesting thing.
If you have patience with crypto, Charlie can make it. It takes time. Someone will maybe invest now and maybe want to
cash out very quickly, but it will take some time. But after you have that patience, when that time arrives, then that's when you see you cashing out. So that one too is on a low key. That's how I invest. But that one I can invest for like a year and I won't go there. I know by a year time, this is what I will get from there. So maybe if I have money lying down there, I'm not going to use it for anything. I would rather put it in the crypto and let's forget about it for some time.
Okay.
Because you know in Ghana here, you've never heard dollar rate is coming down. Always is shooting up.
But I heard during election time it comes down.
That's so what they say. Yeah,
you never know.
But between election years, I've seen crypto rates still maintaining being the same, especially as dollar in Ghana here. You will never hear dollar coming down. Yeah. Always dollar going up. I started create crypto, dollar was 6 CD, and since then dollar has never come back to 6 CDs again.
I don't think the dollar ever come back to
yes. So this, I just imagine crypto doesn't come down. So that's the best way, one of the best sources of investment.
Okay. Wow. So that means your financial education level, it's like it's a bit there.
Oh, yes. You see, if you are on the street, you have to look for ways and means to survive on the street. I hear it's only legal.
Yeah. I keep hearing on the street. What does that mean? If you're on the street, you need to survive. If you're on the street, you need to do this. What does it mean? Like, what does the street mean?
Yeah, you know, when we talk about the street, people like, we have some class of people. You know, some people, their parents and father will be, so their mother and dad will be catering for them. So, like, they always assume they are the DBs. So, they don't know what's going on. But if you're on the street, the street thing I'm talking about, no one got your back. You are all alone. If you win, it's a win for you. If you lose, it's all for you. But you see, with the other side, maybe if you lose, you still have your parents to back you up with some financial strength and all. But with the street, if you are going in, you are going in all by yourself. No one is there to maybe support you or, you know, so that's why we say when you're on the street, you don't look at what someone is doing. Just focus on your dreams and chase it. Make sure that what you're doing will benefit you and also brighten your future.
Is it a good place to be at?
Is it
a good place to be at?
It's not a good place for the soft ones.
It's not a good place.
Yes, because someone will follow the street. Oh, I felt good following the street. So you also want to follow the vibe and end up maybe being maybe homeless, drug addicts and all those stuff. So it's two ways. It's either you make it or you break it.
So I'm being reminded of, you remember the parable of the man who was rich and his son came to him and it's like,
yeah, the prodigal son. Give
me my portion.
Yeah.
And he got his portion and he went on the street and, you know,
and you're lost everything.
That's what I'm asking, is it a good place to be? And he said,
that's
not for the soft one.
It's not for the soft
one. So you say the prodigal son was a soft?
Yeah, it's a bit soft because he wasn't ready for the street. He heard me, he heard the vibe, so he wanted to jump onto it. That's a new thing.
He wanted to hop on that train. I like that.
It's not like a good place to be, but that's how the country is messed up. So
the country is messed up.
If maybe, let's say, there's job opportunities for all the youth on the street, do you think someone will waste time going to the street once maybe you know that, the government has produced a linear way that I'm from school, I'm just going to work. But here's the case in Ghana, when you are from school, you all have to go and look for your own work. It's not like the work is there for you.
Okay.
So that's what's going on.
Wow, so imagine the street. So you decided to be on the street?
It's not like I decided for you. You have to be on the street because it's like, I want to make it in life. I also like
get want to make it in life. So you decided to be on the street to
because you can't always be depending on your. What if you depend on your parents and they are no more? Like a load for someone to take care of you.
A load for someone to take care of you.
So you have to be able to take care of yourself. You don't have to be always depending on people. You have to sometimes be bold and take some decisions on your own.
Yeah. So I find myself in a position where people keep saying the street. Yeah. But you've explained it's a survival ground.
Yes.
I get it.
Survival of the fittest.
Survival of the fittest. If you're not fit, you can't
be on the street.
If you're like the prodigal son, you can't be on the street. But is it something you've always wanted to be, like a business? Because you talked about plumbering, you talk about trying to get food at the ministry.
Yeah, I don't feel comfortable working for people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like Michel Biase. You are
kind of need someone. Yeah.
If the person say yes, it's yes. No. I want to be like, I don't want to be someone's boss. I don't want someone to be my boss. So we all is like, yes, it's like all of us, we are benefiting from each other. It's like a brotherhood something. So that's better than being bossy.
So that means growing up, what did you want it to become? Because I'm sensing something like a businessman, something, or an entrepreneur.
Growing up, I wanted to be a pilot.
I was just talking to this girl. Oh God, Brandy. Yeah, I was having a conversation with her. She also wanted to become a pilot.
Yeah, I wanted to be in the plane, like be in the cockpit and be like, yeah, I will talk to my passenger, hello, 1, 2. You see, when the pilots are in their cockpit, they want to pass maybe some information to their passengers in the seat. They'll be like, maybe buckle your seat belt or something. You see how they'll be talking. I wanted to do that by challenge. I had a view on the dream. So let's see. Maybe anything can be possible.
Yeah. Like, if that vision or that dream is still alive, you should go for it.
Yeah. So that's why I'm on the trip. We are still chasing the grind. When the money is there, then I think we can pursue it now.
So you're chasing the grind on the streets.
Yeah.
When the money comes in, you pursue the pilots and career.
Yeah. So
you wanted to become a pilot because of the way like they talk to people.
No, you see, you get to travel for free.
Mm-hmm.
You won't pay for it. And also you'll be paid for. And I heard that that job is very lucrative. They get some.
It's very lucrative.
For, yeah, you get a fucking huge amount of money. So.
Wow.
But here we are. On the street.
I feel like when you say here we are, it's like it's the end, but I don't think it's
not
end.
Like the end. You see, when you look at the system we have here compared to maybe Europe, any country outside Europe,
do you think everybody in the Europe, their dreams have been actualized?
I'm not talking about the dreams. It's like, you see, they have a system. If you follow the system, at least you know that when I'm done, I can get a job. But you know, here you can go into even nursing training. That if you are done, that the government is supposed to post you. They don't. You see that you get some nurses.
If we are going to pinpoint the things that the government need to do right or not to do, it's gonna be a lot because our system, like you said, it's messed up.
Yeah, it's fucking messed up.
About your dreams again. So, what are the arrangements? If this dream is still alive that you want to become a pilot, what are the arrangements?
Oh, it's simple. When it's, I just
have gone to you?
Yes, I've checked that. I've gone online to check for some, and the tuition is quite expensive. Yeah.
How expensive?
For starting, you need to get 10,000 plus. That's for starting.
10,000.
Yes, the aviation.
So is it like a semester then?
No. It's not like a semester. It's like a training.
Mm-hmm.
It's not more like a school, but it's like a training.
How many months?
I haven't checked for the duration.
Okay.
But I know for beginners, you need more than 10,000 Ghana cedis. Then I think is as you keep on going, as you get to the some stages, then the amounts keeps on raising. So I think the minimum is the 10,000. So, and getting 10,000 in Ghana here, Charlie, you know, it's not easy.
Yeah, you know.
So
when you said getting 10,000 in Ghana here, it's not easy. I remember the interview I just had with somebody. He's talking about our VP coming to pass tax on betting.
That's why he even passed on.
He used 10,000 as an example. He said, you know, in Ghana here, when you make like 10,000, it's a lot of money, you know.
Yeah, they'll take you 1,000 cedis.
Yeah.
That's 10%. And it's not like it is now, but it is there. Before I started, as I'm standing, they have taken a lot of money from me.
Well, but
because I remember last time I won 500 CDs. I was like, hey, and then my teacher me home, my bread.
Yeah.
Ah, go, just going to withdraw and I check out. They gave me 440 CDs. Mm-hmm. I was like, hey, even the 440 CDs.
And it's
60 CDs instead of 50 CDs.
That's a lot.
So imagine if you didn't give me what to do. You didn't give him money. I use my own money and raise my money. If I what pays is that if when you lose, the government won't compensate you.
Are you but when you win, what are you saying? Like yo.
No, because you want my money when I win. So at least when I lose, since if I win, you take some part of some portion for me. Then when I lose, you have to compensate me because the money I'm not the one giving it to. It's my own money. So yeah.
So this is the U plus me section where we talk about what you're currently doing.
Yeah.
Then we break ideas, you know, do it this way, do it that way, do it that way. It could work, it could not work.
Yeah.
So U plus me section, Mustafa, currently as you're speaking, what grind is Mustafa chasing?
As I mentioned earlier, the middleman for the corporate and for the
middle class.
Yes, middle class or low class. And also the one I want to introduce very soon, that's the food vendor aspect to linking the corporate to the middle and the low class. Yeah, that's another part.
So that is the grind that you are chasing right now. You want to do.
I have one that I'm doing and one I want to start.
So the one that you're doing right now is the middleman between the corporate and the
for the class. Services.
So what are the loopholes you've seen in the business?
Oh, the loopholes are a lot. Sometimes you can. It's like when you link up and maybe someone wants maybe let's see. An electrician, I get one. It means the person trusts me that the person I'm bringing is 100%. The person knows the way, and maybe the person will lie to you and give you fake certificate and credentials think the person may be good at what he's doing, you take the person to the corporate and you measure up, and like your trust level, the person trust level for you comes down. That's one of loopholes. And also the payment structure. Sometimes you do the work and the person will be like, oh, wait for some time there. Worker is pressuring you on them, and because most of the time the money is not paid to the person directly, the money is paid to me. Sometimes maybe I've not received payment and the person will be on my neck, so I have to use my own money to pay and later take my money. So these are one or two
challenges. Which one is the most pressing? Then we break ideas on it.
Yeah, that's the money aspect.
Instead of the money aspect.
Yeah, because they're like crazy. Sometimes you will receive payment and they're like, wow, give me money, and they're pressuring you.
So you've been doing it for how long?
It's been a while now. That's a year.
A year.
Yeah.
So a year, I believe by now you, like you've mentioned some of the loopholes.
Yeah.
If the most pressing one is the money aspect, here lies the case. Your recruiter, that's the corporator or whatever, will give you the money before you're able to give to your people.
Yeah.
So your people are aware that you are an agent.
Yes, I'm more
than them agent. Know you're an agent.
Yeah.
So if money is delaying, how do you communicate it with them?
So
here's the case. Let's say I am a plumber.
Yeah.
I'm aware you're an agent. You are not the one we are working for. There is a higher person up there. And money is delaying. How do you communicate with me?
Yeah, you know, some of the workers, when you tell them maybe the money has delayed, sometimes they think you are, maybe you want to rob them of their money or something like that. But they don't know, sometimes that's a fact.
Mm-hmm.
So what I normally do is that if I have money on me, I can maybe give them maybe half or maybe sometimes full payment. Then later go to the corporate and get my money.
Yeah, okay. I feel like that was the same thing I was about to say, but I think we need a business expert to come in to tell us
what that is. Now I'm trying to bring.
You might lose your money.
Yeah, I'm trying to bring a form, an agreement form, or maybe sometimes, maybe during latter part of the year, maybe you get an app or something that will fill an agreement form that if the payment, I receive the payment, which we all will be on the same platform, then we'll see the message.
Okay.
So with that, if I don't get any message, you to be my witness.
So even if you're like on the same platform, I'm just imagining mobile money. If let's say it's your number.
So it will be like the mobile money number will be linked to the app.
To the app, okay. Yes.
I've started this, but it's at the cost, so I'm trying to take some time now to get the money so that I'll venture into the app. So the app will link. So when I get the message, the message will come to my phone.
Yeah, everybody gets it. I think that's brilliant.
Yeah, since you are on the app too, which you also get a message and from there I can give you. And you even see the amount, so that you know that this is the amount I'm taking. I'm not like a fraud. Like, I'll lie to you, I'm taking 100, I'll take you, I'm taking you this month. So that all of us, and also e-levy.
Boy.
I want to be as transparent as possible. So that the person won't think that maybe I'm robbing one part. Yeah. So I want us to all be fair. Because as I said, I don't want me to be like a bossy type, all of us on the same pedestal level.
I think the app idea is really brilliant.
Yeah,
it's really, really
so
brilliant.
Later this year, maybe, especially
gonna do that. Wow. So what's the name of your agency? You're an agent.
I don't have
you said you're showing a business card. So what name is on the business card?
I haven't it's my name. It's my name that is on it.
Oh, okay.
I haven't given it a name yet. But I'm thinking if I start with the app, then I'll give a name to it and the app. So that's what I'm thinking. I don't want to rush and give it any name. So for now I'm using my name. Yeah. So
on this You Plus Me section, we finalize on you creating an app.
Yeah.
For it to be more transparent between you and your
clients.
I like that. Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, Mustafa, that's been amazing. Oh. That's some brilliant head you have on your neck. So we like to end Chasing the Ground with this one question. What do you think life is like if you're not connected? If you don't belong to the powerful families, what do you think life is like if you're not connected to them?
If you're not connected, it means you end up on the street.
On the street.
If you end up on the street too, there are two things involved. Either you make it or you don't make it. If you make it, fine. If you don't make it, there are two things involved. Either you become a drug addict or you become an arm robber. When you become a drug addict, you just waste your life and die. When you're an arm robber, there are two things. Each time you go to prison, or they will beat you to pop and die. So if you're not connected, it's a whole lot. It's either positive or negative. It's up to you to choose the way you want to go. Some will choose one the quick way. Some will go the hard way. As I'm doing the hard way.
The hard way.
But some also can't do this. Just want to let's go and rob someone. That's the easy way. So
Mustafa is saying, if you're not connected in life, you know, you're going to end up on the street.
Yeah, so
and there's two ways, good or bad.
Yeah.
Well, it's been amazing talking to you and Chasing the Grind.
It's amazing.
I need to put where people can find you if they want to, like, you know, employ you as an agent, you know. Get me people to come and fix my plumbing, you know.
Oh, okay.
People find you.
You can get me on the newer social media. On Facebook is my name, Mustafa Sule.
Mustafa?
Yeah. Mustafa Sule.
Okay.
And on Instagram, Mustafa Sule _ 368. Yeah. On TikTok, it's Mustafa Sule.
Okay. Wow, it's been amazing having you on Chisley.
Thank you very much.
Go out there and do amazing.
Thank
when
you.
When we talk again, the app should be done.
Yeah,
transparency to be, you know.
Yeah.
This has been Chasing the Guide. If you love this, you know what? You know what you have to do. Click on the follow button, and you know, it's available on all audio podcast platforms. Until then, chase the grind like Mustafa is chasing to make more money. Be happy, be safe. Bye bye.